With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Strong winds and bone dry conditions are expanding wildfires in the south.
My house is gone.
Video by Brittany Quinn shows a heartbreaking scene of burned out vehicles and smoking debris left by a wildfire in Brantley County in southeast Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp spoke at a news conference after touring the damage.
We believe it was started by a balloon landing on a power line causing an arc that created the fire.
County Manager Joey Caton urged residents to heed evacuation orders.
This is a dynamic fire that's changing.
Jennifer Drawdy has lived in Waynesville for 41 years and says the emotional toll has been overwhelming.
So many people have lost their homes.
I'm Jennifer King.
While officials are dealing with wildfires in the southeast, tornadoes hit Oklahoma.
A powerful tornado in Oklahoma ripped roofs off buildings, knocked down power poles, and sent emergency crews rushing into a rural community near Vance Air Force Base.
Look at that. It's a satellite tornado. Good night.
Video provided by KWTV. KOTV shows multiple occurrences across a field.
On the ground going through the wind farm out here.
Destroying buildings in its path.
Beast in the trees.
As debris flew through the air, the confirmed tornado moved across parts of Enid, a city of about 50,000 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump is sending his envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner back to Pakistan to meet with Iran's foreign minister as officials in the South Asian nation push to revive ceasefire talks. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told Fox News yesterday the two would meet with Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi later today. The Trump administration sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies. The move announced yesterday as part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse hasn't forgotten about Ukraine.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has poured nearly 300 million pounds of food into the stricken country, devastated by Russia's 2022 invasion. The war has destroyed a lot of Ukraine's infrastructure, often leaving the old and infirm isolated and unable to get to a store to buy food. The ongoing fighting also makes it dangerous for people to move about at all. Samaritan's Purse is urging all Christians in America to be in prayer for Ukraine. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new study from West Virginia University, most adults who attend religious services go to several different churches at least occasionally. The report indicates that roughly 12% of all adults who attend services go to multiple congregations regularly, and 45% do so from time to time. Of those who attend multiple congregations, about three-quarters attend two congregations, and the rest attend three or more. This is SRN News. The health of Israel's leader is in the news.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has undergone treatment for prostate cancer and is now healthy. He says 2.5 months ago, his doctors discovered and treated a small tumor at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital with radiation treatment. Professor Aaron Popovster is director of the Sherritt Institute of Oncology at the hospital. He says a few months ago, during a completely routine checkup, a 0.9-centimeter finding was incidentally discovered in the Honorable Prime Minister. The Prime Minister underwent a thorough examination, and it was determined the disease is at a very early stage. I'm Ed Donahue.
Law enforcement authorities in Florida say the body of a Bangladeshi doctoral student who went missing with his girlfriend from the University of South Florida has been found on a bridge over Tampa Bay, and his roommate has been taken into custody. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.